This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A senior official in U.S. President Joe Biden's administration says the Group of Seven will seek to rival China's multi-trillion dollar so-called Belt and Road Initiative on Saturday by announcing a global infrastructure plan to help developing nations. The U.S. official also told reporters the United States would push the other G7 leaders for, quote, concrete action on forced labor in China, and to include criticism of Beijing in their final statement from a three-day summit in southwest England. China's Belt and Road Initiative is a multi-trillion dollar infrastructure scheme that President Xi Jinping launched in 2013, involving development and investment initiatives that would stretch from Asia to Europe and beyond. More than 100 countries have signed agreements with China to cooperate in projects like railways, ports, highways, and other infrastructures. Leaders of the G7, the United States, Canada, Britain, Germany, Italy, France, and Japan want to use their gathering in a seaside resort in Britain to show the world that the richest democracies can offer an alternative to China's growing clout. There were no specifics on how the global infrastructure scheme would be funded. The plan would involve raising hundreds of billions in public and private money to help close a $40 trillion infrastructure gap in needy countries by 2035, the official said. The European Union told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday that he must implement the Brexit deal he signed to ensure the delicate peace in Northern Ireland, and that the 27-member bloc was completely unified on that position. The U.S. has expressed concern that the dispute between London and Brussels over the implementation of the Brexit divorce treaty could undermine the 1998 Good Friday peace deal that ended three decades of violence. This is VOA News.